Thank you for joining me on this episode of Uncovering the Bay and Basin, true tales from the shores of Jervis Bay and St. George's Basin, exploring the lives, legends and landscapes that shape this remarkable part of the New South Wales South Coast. Today's episode, the Kingfisher Seaplanes of St. George's Basin, the RAAF seaplanes that guarded Australia's southern coast. Today, we turn to a quiet stretch of peaceful bushland and still water to tell the story of the Voigt OS2U Kingfisher seaplanes of No. 107 Squadron RAAF. And their base at St. George's Basin during World War II. How they got there, what they did, and how they fared, all against the backdrop of Australia under threat. Early in World War II, German ships disguised as neutral freighters wreaked havoc across the southern seas, sinking or capturing 62 ships. They also mined approaches to Australian ports and even captured the Norwegian whaling fleet in Antarctic waters. By 1942 and 43, Japanese submarines were also active off the New South Wales south coast, sinking several cargo ships and threatening vital supply lines. Australia's vast coastline demanded more surveillance and protection. With submarines operating off the east coast and shipping convoys at risk, increased maritime patrols were urgently needed, and the RAAF's new Kingfisher seaplanes were called upon to help. The Kingfishers, sometimes known as the Voigt Sikorsky aircraft, were originally ordered by the Dutch East Indies Naval Air Services in what we now know as Indonesia. When the Dutch East Indies fell to Japanese forces in early 1942, 18 of these aircraft, which were in transit, were diverted to Australia. Here they were adapted for RAAF service. Armour plating was removed and their metal fuel tanks replaced with lighter, self-sealing bag fuel tanks. These modifications allowed the aircraft to carry two 250-pound depth charges under the wings instead of the two 100-pound bombs they were originally designed to carry, making them more suitable for anti-submarine duties. In May 1943, No. 107 Squadron was officially formed using these Kingfishers. Its mission, maritime patrols, anti-submarine patrols, convoy escort and reconnaissance over Australia's coastal waters. The squadron was initially based at RAAF Rathmines near Lake Macquarie, north of Sydney, which was the main seaplane base on the New South Wales coast. It was used heavily for training, conducting anti-submarine patrols and mine-laying missions into Japanese-held territory. As operations at Rathmines expanded, overcrowding became a problem. Training, patrols and maintenance all competed for space and time. To relieve the pressure and improve operational efficiency, St. George's Basin south of Sydney was chosen as a secondary base. Construction began on basic facilities, a slipway, hangars and accommodation. But it was virgin bushland, rough, remote and rudimentary. Conditions were basic and life was far from comfortable. In mid-1944, 15 Kingfishers flew in formation from Rathmines to their new base at St. George's Basin. Around 27 officers, 163 airmen were stationed there, supported by ground crews and maintenance staff. Living and working conditions were tough. The first winter was particularly wet and muddy, but the location offered key advantages. Less congested water, shorter taxi times, and more flying hours for patrols. The primary duties of the squadron included anti-submarine patrols along the coast, convoy escort missions protecting merchant shipping, and coastal reconnaissance and observation. One moment of heightened activity came after the sinking of the American Liberty ship Robert J. Walker by the German submarine U-boat 862 off Moruya on Christmas Day 1944. Number 107 Squadron flew many sorties, up to five per day, searching for the sub. One Kingfisher dropped depth charges on what was believed to be a periscope. Post-war records show U-boat 862 had already left the area by that time. In March 1945, with the British Pacific Fleet using Sydney as its main base, 107 Squadron added air sea rescue to its duties. Several Fleet Air Arm pilots who had ditched were successfully rescued by Kingfisher crews. Though the Kingfisher was considered a sturdy and reliable aircraft, there were losses and close calls. In October 1944, a seaplane crashed off Jervis Bay, tragically killing its crew. In May 1945, another capsized while mooring at the Basin, likely due to a flooded float. It was recovered, but beyond repair, and used for spare parts. During gunnery practice, a round exploded in the breech of another seaplane, causing a fire. In that case, the crew survived, but the aircraft was lost. These incidents highlight the risk faced daily, even far from the front lines. As the war wound down in mid-1945, the submarine threat off the Australian East Coast had greatly diminished. Operations slowed, and in August 1945, 107 Squadron ceased operational flying. The remaining Kingfishers were flown to Lake Boga in Victoria to await dispersal. In October that year, the squadron was officially disbanded. The base at St George's Basin was only operational for about 16 months and is relatively little known today, but remnants can still be found at the end of Island Point Road, St George's Basin, in Kingfisher Reserve, where there is a plaque to commemorate No. 107 Squadron's presence. The story of 107 Squadron reflects the many home front contributions to the war effort, persistent vigilance that kept shipping lanes safe and maintained Australia's defences even far from frontline battlefields. It also reminds us of the human element, the crews working in muddy bush camps, the long patrols over grey seas, risking bad weather and mechanical failures, courage shown in tough, isolated conditions. Stories of loss and survival. The Kingfishers at St George's Basin weren't glamorous fighters. They didn't score big victories or engage in dogfights, but their story matters. They represent vigilance over Australia's long coastline, the personal hardships, and the smaller battles we often forget. They helped keep the sea lane safe, rescued down airmen, pressed on despite the odds, and quietly helped defend Australia in its darkest hours. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Uncovering the Bay and Basin. This program is written and produced by Wendy Hamblin in the studios of 927 Bay and Basin FM. For more episodes of Uncovering the Bay and Basin, see the podcast page on our website, 927fm.com.au. I'm Stephen Brown.